Okay, welcome to the fourth official episode. Oh, no, not official. Can you imagine? Okay, welcome to the fourth episode of the JurassicWorld.org podcast. My name's Jack. I'm joined here with Chris and Assis. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning to you.
It's a beautiful morning. Yeah. Once again, I'm podcasting from bed.
Yeah, it's a good podcast. Nice, relaxed. The first thing we should talk about really is the New Orleans. Jurassic World has officially moved to film in New Orleans now at the Six Flags abandoned park.
Yeah, that's something that we've been looking forward to. The Hawaii shoot's been going on for a while, and that was a lot of fun getting information, you know, seeing like the different beautiful locations that are filming at. But and now they've moved to New Orleans, which I think will be a little bit more hush, but the Six Flags stuff, we might see some cool stuff come out of.
Hopefully we'll get something, but I mean, we got quite a lot in Hawaii because of obviously how public a lot of the areas they were filming in were, or at least viewable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're literally filming out in the wild, essentially. Like, even some of it was on private property, but you could see it from other locations, so yeah. That it was a lot more accessible in terms of just people stumbling upon sets or taking pictures of sets. Although, to be fair, I don't think we saw half of the locations or sets that they filmed at.
Well, we definitely didn't see what was being filmed at, is it Valley House, where the original visitor center, we didn't see anything in there. So we are definitely going to get surprises from Hawaii, for sure.
I'm still surprised there are no pictures of the actors filming.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, they bring them in, cover them up, like, to avoid...
Like, I thought for sure, like, someone, especially when they're filming on that helipad set, I thought for sure someone with like a telescoping lens is going to like capture a picture just like an actor standing on the helipad or something like that.
That's so extreme though. It's like a person would have to go to such extreme lengths for that.
That's true. Yeah.
That picture, I mean, even we all saw the Star Wars leak.
Yeah, how the hell did they get that? Because that is a super close set.
Like, as far as I know, especially the Abu Dhabi set, like, what did they do, like belly crawl through the desert and then just, like, wearing film gear just, like, popped up and just, like, walked around like they're part of, like, a continuity photographer or something like that? Like, yeah. How did they get in there? Unless the only thing I could think of is they paid a continuity photographer off, which would completely ruin their career and possibly get a lawsuit thrown at them. Doesn't matter how much TMZ paid them, so I'm a little flabbergasted about that whole scenario.
Well, I just think it's a bit... I mean, it's more than Jurassic World was leaked already, and Jurassic and Star Wars has only just started filming, so I kind of feel bad for the production. Like, if this is not staged leaks, it's really ruining things.
It's definitely not staged leaks, but you got to think the bigger problem with the Jurassic World leaks is they're story leaks. Like, these are people leaking not just set pictures. These are people leaking the story.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, if we're talking about...
That's more worrying because, I mean, we've got, you know, the Joblo story leak, and then you've got the sci-fi guys getting information fed to them about the story as well.
But they've stopped now. I mean, that whole event happened last week, and we don't really want to talk about it much, but the writer of Jurassic World publicly called sci-fi out on Twitter saying, well, just claiming how annoyed he was at the fact that they leaked some story, and we're friends with the sci-fi guys, and they didn't really intend any harm by it. But I think that kind of pushed the boat, and I think
their intent was to undo a lot of the damage that the Joblo leak had done. They wanted to kind of start rebuilding hype and get people excited for the movie, so that's what their intent was. I think it is fair to say though that Colin managed to kind of turn everything around with that interview he did with Slash Film.
Yeah, that interview for me was exactly what I needed to hear, because I was still excited for Jurassic World, obviously, but after the Joblo article, I was a bit like, well, that kind of doesn't sound like it's going to be... I don't know, it just kind of put me off a bit.
Yeah, and just...
But the Colin interview just, you know, it's what the fans needed to hear, I think. Really calmed everyone down. And, you know, I just think people liked that interview. And then, Derek wasn't happy. Derek Connolly.
Yeah, and...
Neither was Ty's sister, I guess.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, she was kind of pissed.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that the production is very clear about what's happening online.
Sci-fi took the brunt of it. They took the brunt of it, but that was because they were kind of the straw that broke the camel's back at that point, so...
Yeah, it was very, like... I don't know, it was a big leak.
One leak after another, after another, after another. And I think it focus the attention on them at that point.
Definitely. I think Diablo
It raises an interesting question, though, about the amount of story details being leaked out. Like, it's weird. It's weird getting that many story details and scenes described. I don't know, you just don't see that very often. It's one thing getting a bunch of set pictures or someone describing scenes that they filmed, but, like, the details that Sci-Fi's getting is, like, I don't know, some of the details that are not just Sci-Fi that have leaked out on Jurassic World behind the scenes, it's weird because it's like people that have access to the script are leaking details, and that's more troubling.
Well, from what I heard is that it's somebody who's read the script.
Okay.
So anyone who's read the script, I imagine, is somehow involved with the production, or has a friend who's involved with the production and somebody broke an NDA, or... I don't know.
Yeah, either way, I can see why they're a little bit touchy about the whole thing, because, I mean, they never reacted when people posted pictures of the Jeeps or anything like that. I'm sure they weren't that thrilled about it, but at the same time, they weren't, like... It was never the same type of reaction that you had after some of the story leaks that have come out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we won't really go into it, but after that big one, the whole, you know, what we're going to see from the original, like, that,
yeah.
I think that pushed it, because that was, you can tell from the way they responded, that was meant to be a real big surprise, like, I doubt they would have even shown that in trailers.
Yeah, it sounds like that. I think that we were all expecting it to happen, however, hearing that it's actually happening and finding out this way is a little underwhelming.
I'm
super thrilled. I can't wait to see it, but it would have been really cool to be surprised about that.
It would have been. While we're on the subject of leaks, quickly, it's not really, you know, if you don't want to hear spoilers, don't listen, blah, blah, blah. We're only going to speak about this for a couple of minutes, but Bob Jasper, who's Hawaiian resident, who followed all the production of Jurassic Park Lost World, JP3, he's been a bit, hasn't really been following Jurassic World as much, but he has just posted in Dan's JP3 page, the Jurassic Ranch was used as a location, as we know. It's where the reservoir is. Valley House was also used, which is where the visitor center is. And he says, kids are transported around a new park in silver, two-seater pods. In one attack, a pod is broken open by a creature, and kids will run for their lives. Valley House also has a large waterfall, which will be used. What else he say? They aren't
military stuff, right?
The military...
Oh, yeah, he says they aren't using the amber mine.
Military storming the beach.
Yeah, a military team of about 20 was sent down there and stormed the beach, similar to the ending of JP3. Yeah, there you go, filming last Tom Clark.
Amphibious vehicles.
Yeah, amphibious vehicles, yeah.
Which, I don't think we saw pictures of those.
We didn't. We saw pictures of the other security vehicles. We saw a picture of a Hummer, which...
Yeah, from the video.
In the end, yeah. But yeah, I guess I don't know. That's not like big spoilers. We knew the military would be involved. We knew there was some sort of gyrosphere pod thing.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely sounds like that's a gyrosphere, which is that kind of ride attraction that brings you up close to the dinosaurs that we saw on the Nublar map, and then Joe Blow gave like a little bit of details about what it was, and now we can get the concept of it being a two-seater silver pod. Is it running on a track? These are questions I've got in my mind. Like, are they going to film that practically? Like, are there set some gyrosphere pods? Like, I'm really curious to hear and see how they're doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting nonetheless. I mean, I think because the monorail basically we think has replaced the tour vehicles on the ground kind of thing.
Yeah, and monorail has replaced those for the most part.
Yeah, which kind of, to me, is kind of gutting in a way, but at the same time, it makes a lot more logical sense.
I could see, like, a VIP tour. You pay more money and you get a personal car tour, which might be that Mercedes vehicle that we saw.
Yeah, something like, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, we'll find out. It looks like there's a hell of a, it's obviously a hell of a lot bigger than the first park, so.
Or maybe one certain attraction itself gets you out of the monorail and puts you in cars or something like that. Much like any other theme park, you know, you go somewhere and you walk around and you ride a ride, and then another ride might actually be a tour or something like that. So maybe the monorail is the primary form of transportation, but then there are certain areas that use vehicle tours still.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, so they're now filming in New Orleans. which is exciting. I think pretty much all of them are there. Is that right? All the cast.
At least all the ones that are active on Twitter that we know of.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing all the soundstage recording in New Orleans as well, in Louisiana, aren't they? So, pretty much every actor, I imagine, is going to be there.
Yeah, at some point, every actor involved in the movie is definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
I'd imagine most are going to go in, like, they're going to probably be kicking a lot of it out of the way sooner rather than later. That way, if they have any issues with it, they can readjust and try again. They might, like right now, while we're not hearing anything, they might be filming in the sound stages. You know what I mean? Like the sets that they built behind closed doors, filming with their animatronic dinosaurs and everything along those lines. That way, they can kind of work with them, and then if it goes bad, that's awesome, because they'll have more time to work with it again after they're done filming at Six Flags.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess also, what I've heard is that they're completely ahead of schedule. Like they've done really well in Hawaii, which is fantastic for Colin, obviously. Fantastic for the production. It means, you know, it just gives them more time. They must be just really calm, really excited, and kind of, you know, enjoying it.
Exactly.
Going over schedule and everybody stressing out. Probably a good effort to also mention that video that Frank Marshall uploaded from the set of Jurassic World. It's not...
he's been trying to upload for like 3 weeks. So.
Yeah, that was so funny, man. Take four in the end. If you go on twitter.com/ledoctor, if you don't already follow Frank Marshall, he uploaded a video the other day where he's on the set of Jurassic World, and he talks about 30 years ago he was filming Raiders and then Jurassic Park 20 years ago and now Jurassic World. It doesn't actually show anything from the set, just you can tell.
Just in the jungle. Trees.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was kind of hoping for something. I was really hoping for Hawaii set video, but
I don't think that's how we're going to see it. I think that we'll see, you know, once we eventually see a set video, and hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. Maybe it'll be some more time closer to like Comic-Con after they're, you know, have a lot of the filming out of the way. Maybe they'll start like up a production vlog or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Like obviously they'll be done or wrapping up filming, but if they started out with some of the stuff in Hawaii, you know, they can start kind of catching us up and kind of feeding us information without showing too much.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm kind of glad they're not like promoting the hell out of like, oh look, we're on set, we got this, the movie's gonna be awesome. Because if you look at Star Wars, they haven't done a Star Wars in a while, and J.J. Abrams is fantastic, one of my favorite directors. A lot of confidence in that film, but they're promoting the hell out of it already. There's all these leaks, which obviously they can't control, but there's these. They did that massive on-set video. Could you imagine if Star Wars 7 sucked? All that build up.
Sure, but you can't go into. You can't be afraid to market your movie just because. I mean, they shouldn't be making it if there's a chance of that. I'd say, like, you know, with Jurassic World, it's a big enough movie to, you know, Jurassic isn't quite as big as Star Wars, but it's pretty damn close, especially with the time off that it's had. And like, I think that Jurassic would justify a little bit more marketing push, early marketing push for the online fans than what we've got. I mean, we haven't got we have kind of, but we really haven't got much. I mean, right away, Star Wars fans got to look at the Tatooine set in Abu Dhabi, and an animatronic type of puppet creature walks right by the camera. Yeah. Like, come on, like, we want to see it. Like, I get it. Like, don't reveal your dinosaurs quite yet, but tease the dinosaurs. Like, show us,
like, something.
Like, maybe a really close-up of one of the dinosaurs' eyes and skin. That way you, like,
just
see
something,
it.
Man. What
does it look like? You know what I mean? Like, start eating us a bit.
I wish they would, man. I mean, we don't even have a poster. Let alone, we don't even... I mean, the logo's pretty close on to the final, but I think that when we get the final logo, I think it'll be slightly different to what it
is. We don't have a website. We don't have an official cast list.
We didn't even get a friggin' press release.
No, we never got a press release. It's really weird. It's like Universal does not remember how to do big franchise movies. I think it's because of what's the last big franchise movie Universal has done? I guess Fast and the Furious, but beyond that.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. I don't know. If Universal's listening, which is very unlikely, but come on, Universal. What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, kick things into gear. I mean, I'm not saying in full gear, but like start showing that you're there, I guess. Mm. Like, make some sort of presence, because, you know, you're going to be battling against Avengers 2 and Star Wars 7, which are going to be two very, very big movies next year. So
some people are still unaware that Jurassic Park 4 is happening.
Yeah, Stop planting that seed a bit. Like, really, yeah. Like, you know, pushing. Like, I'm not saying, like, push into full marketing gear. Don't start revealing everything you've got. But start just doing whatever Star Wars is doing in a lot of ways would be great. You know, showing us a picture of all the cast together, putting out a press release, have a website up, you know, so you can follow the official production developments. You know, just kind of give us something. Get your fucking Twitter and Facebook active.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what's weird as well? Actually, I'm just having a quick look. Jurassic World has disappeared from Universal Pictures' website.
Was it ever on there?
Yeah, it was. It was on the future releases at the top. If you like scroll through.
God damn, they bugged the hell out of me.
It's actually not on there anymore.
It's probably because they don't have a website or anything to click. Yeah,
but there wasn't anything to click. If you look at all the websites, all the films there, there's like 50 Shades of Grey. There's no info. There's no link. It just says that that's coming, and it gives a date.
Maybe they forgot they announced the movie. Maybe they think that they like are going to announce the movie at Comic-Con.
But it was on here. Why don't I get that, man? You go...
They're like, we're not supposed to talk about this movie yet. Take it down. Take it down. They're not supposed to know.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Fucking
not supposed to know.
Universal, man. Come on. What's going on? I guess they're obviously building a website. They're obviously getting to it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I imagine they've been building a website for a while now. I thought for sure as soon as the Jurassic Park website went down that we would see some sort of change, like, almost immediately, but that didn't happen at all. So... I don't even know what's going to happen at this rate. I think this is going to show up one day, and we'll be like, oh, hey, would you look at that? Jurassic World website. By the way, Universal does not own JurassicWorld.com, as far as I can tell.
I thought they did. I thought it was privately registered to Universal.
No, I think it's privately registered in Arizona.
Oh.
I don't think it's Universal.
God.
Now, they might have acquired it, and maybe they just haven't, like, finished, like, you know, like, making it public or whatever. But, yeah, as far as I know, they don't own JurassicWorld.com. I think they do have JurassicPark4.com. And a few other websites. I don't know. I can't.
No. I've got JurassicPark4.com.
.com?
Yeah, I own that.
You own JurassicPark4.com?
Yeah, as in 1V, like IV.
Oh, I mean like number 4.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't get that. I got .com. I got JurassicPark4.com, though. Years ago. Years and years ago. I paid like $20. It was hilarious.
You're like, damn.
You know,
it's because of you that they named the movie Jurassic World.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Brilliant.
Him fucking money for the website. Name the movie.
Oh, we've lost Assis.
How long ago did that happen?
Just now. Hang on. Add people to this call. Assis. Add to call. Well, that's weird. It must be his connection.
Yeah, it must be. Well, this coffee does not taste good. No, no, no. What the hell did I do? I don't know, I was half asleep when I made it.
I tweeted asking a few questions then, if anyone has any questions. Eric Friend tweeted us, when might a teaser trailer be coming, and where are the podcasts? Podcast is right here, my friend. And teaser trailer, ooh, probably Comic-Con, I imagine.
Yeah.
That something will be teased at Comic-Con, and if not, then like we said in the last podcast, Universal, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I, you know, like, part of me still thinks that they should put out an awareness teaser, like, that you used to get, like, for big franchise movies, like, a year before it came out. Now, like, movies, you only get, like, a trailer, like, 3 or 4 months before release, like, starting the trailer thing, but what you used to do for big movies, you'd get, like, a trailer about a year or so before the movie came out entirely to make the audiences aware, and I think, Jurassic World is definitely one of those movies that deserve an awareness trailer, like thrown on a movie this summer, like a teaser trailer, like some sort of like logo reveal type of, you know, with some dramatic music and some Hawaiian scenery or something like that. I think Jurassic World definitely should have an awareness trailer.
Yeah, no, I think
I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be awesome if it did.
Well, they definitely need to establish that it's happening. It's not even on their damn website, man.
JurassicPark.com needs to exist again. It needs to have some sort of Jurassic World reference. It needs to get on Universal's website. They need to start pushing their Twitter, their Facebook. They just need to like start working this stuff out. By the way, you know the Facebook or mobile game Jurassic Park Builder.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, like, it's been mirroring, like, the more I think about it, it kind of has mirrored Jurassic World in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I have noticed, man.
Like, it had, like, an underwater, like, section and everything, like, along those lines, and it's got a dinosaur battle arena, and... And this literally just occurred to me, like, right now. I'm like, wait a minute. So, I wonder if it's eventually going to be rebranded as Jurassic World Builder.
Yeah, maybe, actually. Because I've been thinking about the game. When the Jurassic World logo changed blue, or when it came out as blue, I remember the Jurassic Park Builder had an update with a blue logo. And I was like, okay. Logo. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Now it's red again. It's red again.
Yeah, maybe. It was icy for a while where they added the frost section.
Yeah, which is really cool, but it's way too pay to win, so I really don't have anything in that section. I really like that stuff.
I've probably spent close to 100, maybe two. Ooh, I've spent too much money on that game, put it that way.
I haven't spent a dime. I just spank my dinosaurs and get them to pay me.
Yeah, I do, and then I get annoyed because I have to wait 48 hours, so I just...
I know, but just if you do it right, you spank them right, they'll pay you out, and just it's a dinosaur spanking simulator.
Yeah.
It's addicting. It's fun to like get the new dinosaurs, and I like the idea of leveling them up and everything like that. So.
Well, didn't they add dino battles in the latest one or something?
Yeah, they did, which is actually a lot of fun. It's like Jurassic Park and Pokemon throwing them together and calling it a day. And I mean, you really can't go wrong with that.
If Universal's still listening, you know, fair play for letting them do that game, because that game is fun.
Yeah, now just make a real full-fledged version for consoles and PC that isn't, like, free-to-play. You know what? Like, don't make it pay-to-win free-to-play. Like, just make it that you have to buy the game and then you just play without buying, like, little unlock packs or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would love to see, like, a kind of a Jurassic Park Operation Genesis sequel successor type of game that also takes a lot from Jurassic Park Builder.
Well, let's talk games in a minute, because that's an amazing topic. I'm well excited for Jurassic World games. I'm just going to answer these quick questions. Brian McLean says, what are you guys each looking forward to most about Jurassic World? Oh, shit, that's a tough question.
Dinosaurs.
Okay, dinosaurs for you. That makes sense, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, more specifically, I'm sure I can go into detail, but...
Oh god. Okay. For me, I don't just. Okay. So for the past 12 years, I've dreamed of actually sitting in the cinema, about to watch Jurassic World. That feeling of a new Jurassic Park movie. To me, I think when that happens, I think that's what I'm most looking forward to. And then obviously the actual film. I can't wait to see.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm afraid I'm gonna be so preoccupied when I'm in the theater while the movie's in front of me, of like thinking like ahead, like I wonder if I know what's gonna happen.
Hopefully, yeah,
like I'm so afraid. I'm like, I need to like, fuck, like I need to like, I don't even know, but I need to make sure that I focus when I'm in there and not be stressed or like too like. The other thing for me, it's like the worst thing when you go with friends and you're worried about them liking the movie so much that you don't like you realize that. Anytime their body language changes, you're like, oh, are they not liking it? Like, are they not having fun right now? I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to really make sure I just go in a good place.
She, I know what you mean. I'm probably going to have to watch it a couple of times before I really take on what happens in the film. I'm just going to be so, I don't know, it's going to feel weird watching Jurassic World. It's going to feel so weird going into the cinema, buying a ticket for Jurassic Park 4, and... That's just going to blow my mind away. I'm going to sit down and I'm just not going to be able to breathe. Guaranteed. I'll message you. I'll be like, Chris, I'm dying.
It's over. It's done. It's over. We need to get some early passes for Jurassic World.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping. Universal, if you're still listening, I'm hoping.
We would love
because to. We've been running this website. We love the franchise. We love all of you. We'd love some exclusive. We could do a review.
And honestly, I mean, we cover a few different countries and continents here, so...
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, we've got thousands of visitors and viewers on both our Facebook and Twitter and the website alone. It'd be, you know, if we
growing.
Had a slightly early thing where we could write a review, that'd be damn sweet.
But, yeah, out of all honesty, hopefully, like, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Maybe something that could happen. I imagine that Universal is going to reach out to the fans at some point and do some sort of level of interaction. But
well, Legendary, because they've been good with Godzilla and the Godzilla site. You know, they've been really friendly, and they gave him shirts and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man, could you imagine if the Comic-Con, if Jurassic Park gets, like, some sort of crazy the Jurassic Park experience the way there was the Godzilla experience at Comic-Con last year?
Oh, God.
I don't even, like, it would kill me because I'm not going. Why am I not going? Why didn't I buy tickets?
Yeah, why are you not going? I thought you were.
I don't know. Just making it financially, like, accessible is easier said than done.
Yeah, fair enough.
I could afford it, but, like, affording that, the time off from work, and then, like, then make it, you know, just making sure, I don't know, there's always so many different ins and outs, and having a dog you gotta have taken care of, and it's just, like, it's more difficult than it should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should try, because I think,
I mean, if I could find, people who are listening to this, if they know somewhere that I can get tickets right now, message me on Twitter, which, you know, it's Chris Likes Dinos. Message me on Twitter and help me out here if you know how I can get some tickets for Comic-Con. So I would love to go.
Yeah, don't forget, if Chris goes, then it means we get some good stuff for our site that all of you will see.
I'll go in. No, I'm not kidding. This. I'll go in with like a pen camera and record the teaser and everyone.
If Universal's still listening, turn away now.
I'm not really going to do that. If that happens, it's a pure coincidence.
Yeah.
Pure coincidence.
But, yeah, okay. Rob Andrews asks... Oh, okay. Link to the previous episodes. Yeah, if you go on JurassicWorld.org/podcast, all the episodes are there. Or if you're subscribed on iTunes or our RSS feed, anything like that. Or even our YouTube page, all the episodes are up there. It's pretty easy. Pretty easy.
Yeah. JurassicWorld.org/podcast.
That is it. Okay, cool. So Jurassic June is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah. Who started this?
Okay, I've been talking to the guy who started it. His name's Nate. You know that Nate Farrow guy? Have you seen him on Twitter?
I'm pretty sure
he started it. If not, I apologize. But I think he started it. He's been sending me some stuff, and I'm getting excited about this, man. It's a damn cool idea. It's like May 4th is the Star Wars. You know, Jurassic June, Jurassic Park's getting bigger and bigger now. You got Jurassic World coming out. This is a really good idea to start sharing stuff, and I don't know. I just think it's a great idea.
The Stan Winston School of Character Arts guy, Shannon John Shee. Yeah, he's on board.
Yeah, I saw that. That's really cool. I mean, we posted, we've got quite a few things to post.
Look at the one he just posted with the ankylosaur over what looks like dead raptors or something like that. Oh, that just looks so cool. He posted his little 30 days of dinosaurs thing for Jurassic June.
Oh, yeah, just on that now, just on his profile. That's so cool. That's really nice that he's getting involved, and it's good on the Jurassic June guys for getting them involved. I mean, if you're not following them on Twitter, it's Jurassic June 14. You should go check them out because they're doing giveaways pretty much all the time. Every next lot of followers, they're doing giveaways. So, oh wow, they're giving away a lot as well.
Speaking of which, when's our next giveaway?
Yeah, we need to do another giveaway. Maybe we'll do one as part of Jurassic June.
Okay.
That's probably quite a good idea, actually. What are we going to give away?
Did we ever secure one of those Hasbro dinosaurs or whatever?
I think Assis had one. He had three or something that he was mentioning. Well, we'll chat about that.
Okay.
When he comes up. It's a good idea. We'll do another giveaway soon, guys. The t-shirt one was fun. That was a good giveaway.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow Jurassic June because they're doing some amazing giveaways and it's going to be a really fun month. I think it's a good idea that we try and get Jurassic June, you know, really a lot bigger than it is now. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that can catch on. I'm seeing more and more people kind of posting about it and catching on. I like the 30 Days of Dinosaurs idea. I haven't been on board every day just because I haven't had the time, but I think I might throw out a dinosaur today just for fun. Yesterday I threw out a really, really horrible looking cartoony baby T-Rex. So, you know, maybe today I'll actually try a little bit more.
Well, I mean, we've been releasing we're doing it all month, but we got a load of exclusive pictures from Phil Tippett when I spoke to him when they did the interview. So I'm just going to be posting some of them, which is just cool, from the original Jurassic Park. And like, if you see, there's one I posted the other day, which is the baby Triceratops.
Oh man, I love that little baby trike.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, can we talk real quick, speaking about pictures on Twitter, can we mention the fact that for some reason everyone thought that Diabolus Rex fan art was real?
Yeah, that's kind of gutting. Okay, well, we should speak about last time we asked people to submit their D-Rex fan art. We've had some amazing ones that we'll go through in a minute, but yeah, there's one that we posted, and the tweet says, here's a D-Rex concept by at Jurassic World FR. Jurassic World France. Is this what you imagined for the new dino? So,
a lot. I mean, first of all, like, it's really, really cool looking. It's a cool composition, but I mean, they didn't draw or create that.
No,
that's an Allosaurus. That's the sideshow Allosaurus. I think it's a hunting and apatosaurus statue.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I mean, they posted it, so I figured that they'd done it because they've done some amazing artwork before. Either way, the tweet says concepts. You know, I don't know. It's not official.
Yeah, I mean, it's a concept by Jurassic World France, which is a fan site.
Yeah.
And I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was clearly fan art. Maybe make sure we put the words fan art next time. Whoops.
I guess so. Yeah, we have to be careful with the things we post.
Bigger websites picked up on it, and that was a little surprising that they picked up on it. Given I would be fine if the D-Rex looks like that. Trust me. That's a really cool design. The D-Rex basically, at its best, should be basically an Allosaurus, so why not?
Definitely. Chris, I'm going to send you some pictures now, quickly, on our Facebook, okay. Of somebody else's concept. Someone sent in.
Okay.
Because he sent these to me on Facebook, I don't think they would.
Okay.
It's Jaroslavs, if that's how you say it, his name.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a camo.
I like the, it's very, Dino Crisis 3.
Yeah. Kind of Turok-y.
Yeah, Turok-y Dino Crisis.
It's very like scaly compared to, well, it kind of, I can also imagine something like that, you know, for the D-Rex.
Yeah, I think that we'll see more of a traditional sense of scales and scutes rather than something as crazy and monstery.
Yeah.
I think that we'll see something more like what you see with the Abelisaurids, which are like Carnotaurs and everything along those lines.
Yeah.
So I think that we'll ultimately see something along those lines. Also, I notice a lot of people put raptor claws on the feet. I don't think we're going to see raptor claws on the feet.
No, I think it's going to be a rex foot.
Yeah, I think it's going to look very Allosaurus-like. Maybe you can see the traditional kind of raptor killing claw represented on the hand, but that's not uncommon for dinosaurs like the Allosaurus to have a larger thumb claw. So you might see a bit of a larger claw on the hand represented, but beyond that, I think that you're going to have a very normal-looking dinosaur. In fact, I mean, later leaks basically said, no, it's not a hybrid, it's more of a modified Rex. Like, the Joblo leaks, like, it's the combination of a snake, a raptor, a T-Rex, and a cuttlefish. And then the sci-fi leak that named it, they're like, it's a modified Tyrannosaurus. So, basically, at its core, it's a T-Rex. It's going to be a skinnier, faster, meaner T-Rex.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Which, that's what I imagine, with raptor intelligence and blah, blah, blah.
And arms that have three fingers and are longer this time. So we're going to have the T-Rex with its little baby arms, and then we have the D-Rex with Allosaur-like arms.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cool. But yeah, we've had some amazing D-Rex fan art submitted.
There's been a lot of really, really nice fan art. I'm excited to see. I mean, I hope people keep pumping it out, because I think that there's just a lot of different ways you can go with the design.
And while we don't have a clear image of what it is at the moment, it's amazing. It's a really great thing to speculate and have people draw up their own designs.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to remember is, at the end of the day, it's going to look like a dinosaur. It might sound like a monster, but it's going to look like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Sure. And I have no doubt that it's going to be really cool looking. I have no doubt that's going to be cool looking.
Yeah. I think it might be worth going into the Trevorrow interview just briefly, because he says some really interesting things about the production, about the film. Where am I looking?
That'd be slash film.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So there was that. He imagined it too. We imagined a teenager texting his girlfriend with the back of a T-Rex, with his back to a T-Rex behind protective glass. For us, that image captured the way much of the audience feels about movies themselves. We've seen CG dinos. What else you got? Next year, you'll see our answer. That, in itself, I think, calmed down a lot of the fans who were annoyed about the whole idea of a D-Rex, because it makes so much sense. Once people have seen these a couple of times, it's like, okay, cool.
I fully agree where... I totally get where he's coming from. I don't agree that it was necessary, but I agree with the reasoning. I say, you know what, that's a fair enough reason to go with that. However, I don't necessarily think it's 100% true yet for audiences, nor in the Jurassic World. I mean, how long has this park been operational? 5 years. Let's be honest, people wouldn't grow bored of dinosaurs in 5 years, but the parks... the thing is, you don't want to introduce something new after people get bored. The trick is keep introducing things right when they're at their peak. That way that they keep, like, rising and rising. You don't want to wait for a big decline to start happening.
Well, so that... But that's what I mean. They're introducing it now.
Yeah, so it does make sense, even though I'm thinking it wouldn't... I don't think it was necessarily necessary. As a big fan of dinosaurs myself, there are a lot of species of dinosaurs that I would have liked to see represented before we saw the D-Rex happen. Mm-hmm. However, if in my mind I can pretend like the D-Rex is another species of dinosaur, I'm happy with it. Or if I can just believe that it's a real dinosaur. Do you know what I mean? Like, as long as it comes off as a dinosaur, not a monster.
No, I think it will. I really, really think whatever they've constructed for it, it's still going to be a dinosaur. It's just not a recognized species. It's a bit of a concoction. Which is, you have to think, that's what the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are. At the end of the day, they are not fully fledged dinosaurs because they have this frog DNA. So
I still think that's a bit of a cop-out saying they have the frog DNA, because that was more of an excuse in the movie to allow them to breed, which actually, okay, what is it when an animal can change gender? I really should know this. Some species of frogs can do it, as Jurassic Park's established. Did you know that some species of lizards and some species of birds can actually do it in the wild now? They can change their gender, which means dinosaurs probably could do it on their own, no frog DNA ever needed, which means one could argue the frog DNA wasn't the thing that allowed the dinosaurs to breed. It might have been some sort of actual evolutionary hiccup.
Maybe. But that's the kind of thing which doesn't, to me, doesn't need to be answered, because it's...
It doesn't need to be answered. It does not need to be answered. What I'm saying is frog DNA is a cop-out, because the dinosaurs didn't look like frogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure, they did take some artistic liberties, mainly with the Dilophosaurus. Velociraptors also, but the Velociraptors, that you could kind of argue they're a misnamed Dromaeosaur. You know, they could have been another species of Dromaeosaur that were larger that are just misnamed as Velociraptor. The Dilophosaurus was the one that took the most artistic liberty with, and I love it for it, because it's a really cool dinosaur, and I'm fine with them taking certain artistic liberties with dinosaurs like that. Not all of them. I don't want every dinosaur to have massive artistic liberties done, where you're like, where the hell are the real dinosaurs in this movie? You know what I mean? Like, some dinosaurs were basically perfectly represented for the science of the time, with a few tweaks here and there. Like, the Brachiosaurus were basically dead on for their time, just larger than what they should have been. And the parasaurs were perfect. Gallimimus, perfect. The T-Rex was basically perfect.
Well, this is, again, though, this is all opinion, because we've never actually seen a real dinosaur, so we believe it's perfect. But then they say dinosaurs had feathers, so maybe they aren't perfect. Blah, 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 blah.
But that's what I'm saying. With the science available at the time, they were basically perfect. So I'm saying they strove, while making the movie, they strove to make the most realistic dinosaurs possible for them.
Definitely.
90% of the dinosaurs. And what I'm saying with Jurassic World is they should strive to basically stay true to that. Don't say, well, you know, looking back on it, this gives us a good excuse to make a monster movie out of this. Like, don't lose sight that Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs are animals. the entire vision of Jurassic Park was, you know, they're animals, Lex, not monsters. Don't let the monster eat me. They're animals, Lex, not monsters. That's the entire... That's a really big push of the Jurassic... you know, the first Jurassic Park's message. So I think Jurassic World should take a similar approach for most of their dinosaurs.
No, I'm sure it is. Other than what might happen with the D-Rex, I'm sure that's exactly what's in their minds.
It can still come off as an animal by man's creation, but an animal. So yeah, I'm like not
an
saying just
kind of thing.
Yeah, just by saying, hey, they introduced some new DNA to it, or they screwed with its genetics. That doesn't mean it's not an animal. It doesn't mean it's instantly a monster. It just means it's tweaked. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. Back in that Trevorrow interview, he said Chris Pratt's character is doing behavioral research on the raptors. They aren't trained. They can't do tricks. He's just trying to figure out the limits of the relationship between these highly intelligent creatures and human beings. I think that settled everyone as well, because the Joe Blow article kind of told that, you know, the dinosaurs would be trained, and everyone hates that idea. Like, I don't think there's anyone who likes that idea.
Yeah.
Because it's just not Jurassic Park. It just takes away from what it is. And I think pretty much perfectly described what it actually means.
So it makes you wonder, like, is Chris Pratt's character going to try to find ways to influence the raptors, like, while studying them? Like, will he... Well, I mean, we already saw... And I think it went a little too far. It was a little too on the nose in Jurassic Park 3, but we saw them blown in the resonating chamber and the raptors reacting to it. Will we see maybe a little bit more of a thought-out version of that happen, but not to control the raptors, but, like, him studying the raptors? Exploiting that alpha dynamic that you see where the pack has an alpha, and if Chris Pratt is able to... if he's able to emulate the alpha, what could happen next?
Yeah, that's true. I think another really exciting thing that he said was, we aren't doing anything here that Crichton didn't suggest in his novels. And that's true. I mean, I don't have much to say about it other than this interview's great. You know,
I love what he closed it out on, though. Like, what was it? Like, the biggest misconception of Jurassic World is there's, like, a committee...
The biggest misconception... There's a massive conference room at the studio where all these cynical story decisions are made. And he says, there is no committee. Universal has given us the resources to tell the story we want to tell on the scale we want to tell it. Will this one be different from the other movies? You bet it will. And I'm not going to pass the buck if it doesn't work. This one's on me.
I love that. That quote is just great. Like, that quote has so much confidence in it, and it just has such a level of just, like, yeah, this is my story. Like, you can say what you want, or you can believe what you want, but this is my story. And I fully believe him on that. I fully, 100% believe him. Now, do we know that Universal's been pushing a genetically modified dinosaur for a while? Yeah. When he was brought on board, it might have been like, hey, by the way, this is where we're going. He might have been like, that's a cool idea. I have my own take on it, and then he wrote his story. You know what I mean?
Spielberg obviously came up with this idea with the I Am Legend writer, and the concept's been around for a very long time. I'm pretty sure the concept has been very similar when Joe Johnston was on board.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least with one dinosaur, too. I mean, remember when, remember that Throwback Thursday article I did? Mm-hmm. Next gen T-Rex, and I mean, that's literally, like, it was a statue. It was, like, from 2006. It was from a toy company that's no longer around. They were hired to do a Jurassic Park line. It was when Hasbro dropped the license, and they put out two proof of concept statues. One was a very mean looking T-Rex with three fingers, and he was a little bit more scaly, sort of like, I don't want to say King Kong, but a little bit more like the King Kong V-Rex than like a T-Rex, but it sort of looked like the Jurassic Park T-Rex at its core. And he said, yeah, the idea was that they were supposed to be creating, it was like military versus dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs were also supposed to be kind of genetically altered to be meaner, badder, next-gen, badass versions of themselves. And right there, I mean, that was literally the concept for Jurassic Park 4 for a long time. I mean, we've seen that continuously. And other people have worked on Jurassic Park 4 toy lines for Hasbro.
Because I used to speak to Tim Bradley, who designed some of the Jurassic Park, Lost World, and even Chaos Effect lines, And he said when he was working on Jurassic Park 4, it was make the dinosaurs a lot more aggressive and scarier. That was, and that, that idea has been around, I think, since JP3 came out, I think.
Yeah, scarier dinosaurs. Now, they might have scaled it back. They might have scaled it back to one or two scarier dinosaurs and the rest is animals. I think back then, they were just going balls out like crazy. They're like, let's make everything a fucking monster. I think now they realize, you know what? We're losing, like, we like the concept of a scary dinosaur here and there. Let's keep it as a Jurassic Park film. I think they realized, oh, hey, half the wonder of Jurassic Park is seeing the dinosaurs and just being able to root for them at times.
Yeah, like, definitely.
At the end of Jurassic Park. You know, really, like, see them as an animal and see them as, like, something that, like, yeah, you're afraid of them. Just like if there's a grizzly bear charging you, you'd be afraid of it. But then seeing a grizzly bear just lumber around in the wild is one of the most beautiful and amazing things that I've ever seen. Like, oh, man. I need to go back to Alaska on another note. But, I think they realize that there's a lot of charm and wonder in that. And there aren't other dinosaur movies. Well, there really aren't other dinosaur movies, but there aren't other dinosaur movies that do that, to show the dinosaurs as animals. And so it's not like it's an overused concept. So yeah, I think we're going to see a good balance.
Yeah, no, I definitely. I think during the previous 12 years where they've been developing it, they clearly wanted to go for scarier dinosaurs, introduce something new, terrifying. And then I reckon around the time Spielberg jumped on board with when Spielberg started up again, when he announced it at Comic-Con, I think that's when the new park idea came about.
I think you're right.
Rick Jaffer and Amanda Silver, after their work on Rise of the Planet of the Apes, by the way, hadn't seen Planet of the Apes until the other night. Oh my god, one of my favorite films now. Fantastic.
I told you it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes was a really good movie. Like, doesn't the story really remind you of something that Michael Crichton would write?
Yes, dude, it's so good. I can't believe I hadn't seen it. But anyway, like, go on.
When they were announced as the writers for Jurassic Park 4 before, like, we knew more, I was like, oh man, the movie is in perfect hands. Yeah.
And I still think, I think what happened was then they then brought Rick Jaffer and Amanda Silver on, they wrote a script, and they probably like, right, we're there, this is what we want to do. And then Colin came on board, and I still think Rick Jaffer and Amanda Silver are going to have writing credits.
I think that they will have a writing credit. I think that they probably did introduce some of the concepts. I think that Colin probably borrowed from a lot of those concepts, but I think when Colin came on board, he probably read the script and said, this is cool, I have my own idea.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do this movie, let me make my movie. And because he's also a writer and he works with a writer, that's probably how they're able to work it out. Like, okay, yeah, you're allowed to go in and basically rewrite it and everything like that, but, you know, try to stay true to some of the core ideas that they had in the other scripts. So, I mean, I'm sure the new park idea was retained, and maybe some of the science and everything, because if you watch the Rise of the Planet of the Apes special features, Amanda Silver and Rick Jaffa, they went into, like, all of the old Planet of the Apes, like, lore, and they, like, studied it. They read it, they watched it, and they referenced all these old pieces of lore to tie Rise of the Planet of the Apes into the other movies. And I bet you they did the same thing with Jurassic. They probably went back and studied the first two movies, and they probably studied the first two books, like, studied them. In that way, like, probably in their script, they're probably like, okay, well, you know, they probably found a lot of ways to really make it feel like part of the Jurassic Park universe. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of those subtleties and nuances in the new in Jurassic World that are from that.
Yeah, it's going to feel right, I think, because of the way they've done it, but also because Colin's going to bring back a lot of nostalgia, but also it's going to be its complete own story, I think, but it's going to feel great. You know, it's going to feel exactly as it needs to feel, I think.
Did you notice on message boards people before were like, there's too much nostalgia, that's all this movie is going to be is nostalgia. They're complaining. Yeah, I don't even know what they're complaining about. Either way, they're like, oh, yep, clearly Colin has no artistic...
Oh, for God's sake, don't get me started on then, people who...
And then it went to... Everything's too new and too crazy. And then once again, we're like, wait for context. And then everyone's like, the context came out, and everyone's like,
Sounds
sounds pretty good. Okay.
People are
like,
just
don't
too...
get me wrong. Everyone's in agreement. Everyone seems to be at a good point right now. They're like, this movie sounds like it's got a lot of potential. It could turn out bad. It doesn't sound like it's going to turn out bad. It sounds like it's going to turn out good. But it sounds like everyone's at that point where like, you know what? Yeah.
Oh wait. Yeah.
This guy, I like it. He's got a good balance going on right now.
I think he does, and I think I don't know. I think, yeah, because people were complaining about it's too much nostalgia, and then they were complaining, why aren't you bringing back Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum? And it's like, yeah. There's got to... I think Colin's doing it right. I think not bringing back anyone except B.D. Wong, I think, is very smart, because it would hang too much on the previous trilogy. If you bring back Sam Neill, it hangs to what came before it.
I could never see Alan Grant involved again. Now, I could see him having a cameo.
I can imagine.
What are your thoughts on the Jurassic World? And he'd be like, "You're all fucking pricks."
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you remember? Have you seen X-Men First Class?
Yeah.
When they go up to Wolverine, they're like, they ask him to join or something, and he's like, "Fuck off." I can imagine something not like that, but you know, something small.
Not as angry, but yeah, no, I can imagine something like that. Now, what characters could I see coming back? I could see Dodson, Cameron Thorne coming back.
Dodson needs to come back.
I would love for him to come back, maybe not in this movie, maybe if they plant the seed for him to come back in, like, maybe a Jurassic World successor.
Yeah.
Because the character of Dodson, it's so weird. Like, even people who've never read the books and only seen the movies, everyone always knows, Dodson, we got Dodson here.
Yeah.
So because of that one scene, everyone remembers the character of Dodson. So if they brought him back, people be like, oh, shit, this guy's coming back to do it again. He's going to do it again. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
So if they brought him back, even like the casual Jurassic Park fans, the moviegoers, they would go, oh, man, this is cool. Other character I'd like to see come back is Tim.
Tim and Lex, man. I think
Tim and Lex, yeah. They've got a lot of reasons to come back. I mean, they would probably have ties to NGen should it still be around, and we have reason to believe it's around. So Tim and Lex probably have some sort of ties. They're probably heirs or something to NGen. They have such close ties to their grandfather, John Hammond. I don't know. I could see.
I think we might potentially see them, and that's all that I'll say. I think we might.
There's a chance that we might see a cameo from them.
Some sort of cameo, some, you know, like a reference, even just a reference to them. I think we'll get.
I just think
that's a way, you know, that they'll acknowledge the previous films.
At least I hope so. But bringing back Doctor Wu, that's a perfect, like.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's such a smart choice.
But it's perfect because his character clearly would want to get back involved with cloning dinosaurs should he have the chance, and obviously he's going to have the chance.
Yeah. No, I think it's damn smart that they're bringing him back, because it's someone very subtle from the first film, but at the same time, they're the mastermind behind a lot of it, so...
Yeah, and he did. He was like, he only had a few little scenes, but he had a really good screen presence.
Amazing screen presence. I loved him, man.
Remember.
He's such a cool actor.
You see him for a few seconds, and he establishes himself as a character. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people have seen a lot of these actors cast for Jurassic World, and they're like, man, this movie's looking a little bloated. And I'm like, well, if you look at Jurassic Park, you've got characters with very little screen time, like, you know, B.D. Wong, Samuel L. Jackson. I'm trying to think of a few other actors, but you have some actors in that movie that only show up for a few short scenes that still have a decent amount of presence, and I think that's what you're going to see. You know, Jake Johnson's character, you're probably only going to see him a little bit. I like him as an actor, so hopefully we do get to see him do a little bit of something, run away from a dinosaur or something. But
I'm sure we will. I think, yeah, like you're right. Like Samuel L. Jackson's character is so memorable, but if you really think about it, he wasn't in it for that long.
No, in fact,
and they cut out a lot of his scenes anyway.
Yeah, because the hurricane ruined the set. So
that was it. I had to mention something. Ah, oh, that was it. Ah, oh, I'm glad. I've forgotten. I couldn't find the tweet, but somebody tweeted us twice about mentioning the petition to get the Storm Stories episode of Jurassic Park released on DVD or Blu-ray. I've forgotten your Twitter handle. So just tweet me again, and I'll retweet the petition. But there's a petition going to get that Storm Stories episode, which has. Yeah, it's got never-before-seen footage and info on Jurassic World and when the hurricane hit. So, Jurassic Park, sorry.
Jurassic Park, I was like, man.
Yeah. So, tweet us and I'll retweet your petition, because that's a damn good idea. I want to see that. I think that's pretty much it, Chris. Speak about today.
We could ramble on and on and on. And maybe that's, you know, instead of tweeting us questions, why don't you tweet us a subject or two to talk about? Like maybe what our opinions are on something that we can go into a little deeper detail.
It's hard when there's not an incredible amount of Jurassic World news. There's only so much we can say before we start rambling. So, you know, just give us a shout. If you want to hear us talk about something specific, just give us a shout.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want us to go on another tangent about something.
I mean, we could do a whole episode on Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah,
we could
absolutely
do a whole episode on the Spinosaurus. We could do a whole episode on ranting about the franchise. But, you know, primarily we are here to talk Jurassic World. So if you want an episode dedicated to Jurassic Park 3, I'm all game. Just let us
know. I would love to do special edition episodes or whatever. Maybe we can do one talking about Jurassic video games. And,
Wanted to chat about, but we're getting to an hour, so I'm going to cut this. I think next podcast we got to talk Jurassic World games, because there's going to be some sick games. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes. I'm hoping for not only park building games, but I'm hoping for some sort of
event. I want Trespasser and for the PC, and that's heavily moddable, and then I want Jurassic Park Survival. I want that remade, and I want...
The biggest issue with Jurassic Park is it's never been about shooting the dinosaurs. So if you did an action game, for the most part, that's why you don't really see Jurassic Park first-person shooters, because it's not really... That's not the idea of Jurassic Park. So you have to do more of a survival.
No, but that's what people want. Yeah, like, why can't they do The Last of Us in Jurassic... Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
That would be a really cool, like, mix, like, set pieces and survival and sandbox gameplay.
Fuck yeah, that's gotta happen.
But the other problem is also dinosaurs are kind of weird because they just charge you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, Jurassic World, Universal Pictures, if you're listening still, because we know you're listening and listening, then, you know.
They're listening to this whole thing. They really like us, Jack. You know, they're like, man.
Yeah, Universal... They're gonna add us on Facebook. Like, all right, guys. All right, you Mr. Universal. How are you doing? Like, I think we've got that kind of friendship now that we're best friends on Facebook.
We are. Yeah. It's just, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
But imagine like the raptor in the kitchen scene. So instead of having guns, you have to maybe like stealth around like the raptors are stalking you. You gotta like jump from like
See,
I don't know.
That's...
If you did like a stealth survival game, that'd be terrifying.
They could do that. Come on, get. Who's the company that made Last of Us? Is it Red Dog? Or
Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog. Get them to do.
You never get a platform exclusive developer. You'd only get a.
Oh yeah, because they're only PS3, aren't they? Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, they're only Sony, so you never see them do that type of game. You'd have to go for like someone who's done. I don't know. Probably so like Ubisoft or something like that, but maybe one of the specific teams at Ubisoft or Activision.
Yeah. Anyway, because we could ramble again. I'm thinking about Jurassic Park games in my head. Forget this now. We hope you've enjoyed episode 4 of the Jurassic World Dog podcast. Give us a comment, leave us a comment, give us a shout on Twitter. And I think we're going to start hearing things in the next couple of weeks from New Orleans. They're there for 11 weeks, so... Yeah, we're going to hear some stuff, so...
We're keeping tabs on it.
We are. So, just follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And we've just hit 10,000 likes on Facebook, on our Facebook page, which is awesome. So go ahead and like us on there, get us to 20,000. Nice one.
Yeah. That sounds like we've covered... Well, I mean, we could talk forever, but we covered a good amount.
I think we covered what we needed to cover. We're also terrible at ending podcasts. Have you ever noticed how we kind of just say bye? Like, we're kind of just like, okay, bye.
Yeah. And like, it's one of these times you're expecting, like, a T-Rex to come in, like, and just end it for us.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of something like that, but yeah. Okay. Also, Aziz's power cut out, so he's not...
That's why we lost him. His power went...
So sorry. But you have me and Chris. We're good.
We've got this time, and we've got to get a guest on here also, so we can have four of us talking.
Yeah, we have a couple of people who we want to bring on actually. So I think we'll discuss that in future episodes.
For tangent episodes, we definitely need a few extra people. That way, we can have more opinions, kind of combating to the death.
Definitely. Someone's gonna die, basically. But yeah. See you soon.
Alright. So, bye.
Happened again. Alright. Thanks for listening, guys. Speak to you later.
Bye.